Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, as you just heard, has suspended his campaign for president. The decision was made after his showing in this week's Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses, GOP sources say. While Romney captured 7 states in Tuesday's primaries, Senator John McCain won more delegates. Romney says he's leaving the race because he loves America and that he agrees with Senator McCain's stance in the war on terrorism. Police say a teacher was shot by her husband at an Ohio school in some kind of domestic dispute. No students were hurt. Police have surrounded the man's home. There's no word on the condition of the teacher. It is being called the biggest organized crime roundup in decades. A law enforcement source tells CNN that dozens of members of the Gambino crime family are in custody in New York and New Jersey. Reports say authorities in Italy are also conducting raids on alleged organized crime clans involved in drug trafficking. Tornado victims across the South now face the painful process of assessing the damage and dealing with the deaths. Today, some survivors are cleaning up the mess left behind from the storm. 56 people died in the worst series of twisters in 23 years. Homeland Security Director Michael Chertoff is touring the campus of Union University right now. President Bush visits Tennessee tomorrow, where 32 people were killed. An Amber Alert has been issued in Texas for a missing 5-year-old boy. Austin police say Adrian James was taken by 2 Latino men who forced the boy into a gray Volkswagen Jetta this morning. James is about 4 feet tall and weighs about 50 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing a green jacket, black t-shirt and dark blue pants. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.